For over 17 years, Karachi has been facing an unrelenting water crisis. Despite being home to more than 20 million people, the city continues to be deprived of its rightful share of water from Indus River, with the Sindh government, led by PPP, failing to add a single drop to Karachi's supply network in nearly two decades. What was once a manageable scarcity has now spiraled into a full-blown crisis, marked by institutional apathy and rampant corruption. At the center of the crisis is the Karachi Water and Sewerage Corporation, KWSC, whose installations have become synonymous with disaster. At least seven major failures have occurred in just 4 months since December 2024. Each incident resulted in the loss of millions of gallons of water, an unforgivable waste in a water-starved city. Add to this the countless minor leaks that go unreported, and the magnitude of systemic failure becomes painfully clear. The most recent disaster on April 29, when an 84-inch main pipeline burst within the University of Karachi, encapsulates the scale of the crisis. The university turned into a lake, roads and faculties were submerged, and equipment worth millions was damaged. This vacuum of responsibility has given rise to a powerful and predatory tanker mafia, exploiting both the failures of the KWSC and the desperation of the citizens. They operate with impunity, fleecing the public while earning billions through illegal means. The way forward is neither simple nor quick, but it is possible if there is political will and administrative integrity. First, Karachi must receive its due share of water from Indus River. Second, the KWSC must undergo immediate reform. Third, the tanker mafia must be dismantled through coordinated legal action. Lastly, investment in upgrading Karachi's crumbling water infrastructure is urgent.